Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gil Hoffman is an Israeli-American journalist. He's a political correspondent. He also serves as executive director of Honest Reporting. And we wanted to chat to him about Qatar, because I have to tell you that I find this so bizarre that Qatar have somehow managed, and I swear to you, I have no idea how they've achieved this, that they have walked this line of harboring Hamas potentially and likely funding them, as well as funding discord across particularly the United States, and yet they have also managed to insert themselves into the process of the of mediation and trying to determine the way forward for Gaza, for Hamas and the region. How on earth this has happened is something that I would like to try and figure out. Gil joins us this morning. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Just starting in a broad way, when we talk about Qatar mediating between Israel and Hamas, how did we get to this position?
Well, Qatar has money and influence, and money buys influence. That's no secret to any of your listeners, Howard. And they bought influence in the American government, and they bought influence among the people closest to Netanyahu. And they have indeed been the sponsors and hosts of Hamas. And it is indeed ridiculous that they are one side in a conflict yet asked to mediate. I think that will be studied in history. Mm-hmm. And yet, there is still one hostage. His name is Ronnie Gvili. He was a police officer who went down and tried to save lives, and did save lives. And we have a responsibility to bring him home. And if that means Qatar is the best way of doing it, then we'll do it.
So is that really the way in which we almost rationalize it, to say, listen, whatever works, we'll do, even though we know full well that Qatar themselves are not a neutral party?
Correct. And the world is not a just place, unfortunately. But we got to keep those thoughts of justice aside for one more hostage, just one more.
So are you suggesting that once the final hostage is returned, that the rules change?
Please, God. There needs to be some serious soul searching. Just like it's happened after other hostages have come home, that we in Israel say, okay, we're going to change the rules for next time, and we're going to limit the amount of the terrorists who are released, or maybe not negotiate, or any kinds of ideas come forward. There's going to be soul searching regarding Qatar. That's going to be true within Israel, and I hope it's going to be true within the American administration, that Qatar, all the anti-Semitic tropes that there are about Jews through the ages of controlling the banks and controlling the academia and controlling Hollywood and having all the money in the world, that's all true of Qatar. They've used their natural gas resources to have a disproportionate amount of influence in World Cup and everything imaginable, and they've been able to then justify their propaganda through Al Jazeera. And all the damage that they do in American universities. I don't know if they do that in South Africa as well, but it has to be stopped. Mm.
There was a time that we could sense a slight shift in Al Jazeera towards the beginning of this particular peace initiative, where Al Jazeera seemed to be moving to a slightly towards some form of neutrality, even though I think that word is probably a little gracious. But where are we now? If we take Al Jazeera as a gauge as to how Qatar is positioning itself, what would you say the position is at the moment?
Howard, have you heard the phrase of not putting lipstick on a pig?
I have.
Well, if you put lipstick on a pig, it very soon it'll wipe off. So they might have presented an image for a little bit right when the ceasefire began, and Netanyahu apologized to Qatar for the security guards who were killed when he tried to kill terrorists from Hamas who shouldn't be harbored in Qatar. And one of the requests at the time that Netanyahu made was for Al Jazeera to be brought in line. So they replaced a couple people that were maybe among the harder line people within their editorial line with members of the royal family, who I guess could be controlled better. They weren't journalists, and that was supposedly going to make it better. It didn't make it better. I did my own study on that. You can find it at honestreporting.com, and I encourage people to go
see it on social media.
I
haven't read that. I'm definitely going to do it because I think it is very relevant as an indicator.
And that's not where you get honest reporting, Qatar, from their propaganda channel Al Jazeera. And people need to realize that, because people don't trust RT, the Putin channel, and people don't trust Press TV, the Iranian propaganda channel. Al Jazeera and AJ Plus, the young people see streaming on social media, those are propaganda tools of a terrorist-supporting regime in Qatar, and they don't realize it.
It's fascinating to me that they don't, because there are many countries, including countries in the Middle East, that have banned Al Jazeera for exactly this reason. And yet somehow their reporting is completely whitewashed. Is that, again, just back to funding?
Yes. Yes, money goes a long way, and they've spent a lot of money on this channel, whereas others have cut back, and they've hired a lot of people that bring it legitimacy. It should not have legitimacy. And I hope the people watching, listening to this know this.
Right. Certainly, I would imagine that a good portion of our listeners do know this, but it doesn't do any harm just to keep remembering it, because it really is. And in fact, we have many South African influencers who write for Al Jazeera, and obviously their social media posts, whilst not officially from Al Jazeera, reflect the same thing. And that is where it becomes. Where it becomes, in fact, even more damaging, because it is deeply problematic. What do we know about the Qatari government's relationship with Hamas? At one stage, there was talk that the Hamas leadership would be leaving Qatar, that they would, unless they complied. How much of that, from what you understand, was just performative, and how much of it was genuine?
Hamas are still very much there in Doha. In a strike that tried to assassinate him, his son was killed. But the headquarters Hamas is run from Qatar, and that's not acceptable. And the world shouldn't tolerate it. The world should be sanctioning Qatar. And perhaps after the next hostage comes home, please God, a campaign around the world can bring that about.
Let's hope that is true. Gil Hoffman, thank you as always. Gil Hoffman is the executive director of Honest Reporting. He was chatting to us about Qatar, the influence that they have had, continue to have, and the fact that they have mediated and are continuing to mediate the ceasefire. As absurd as it is, that is just what the reality is.